It's been 50 years since the 1969 National FFA Convention when women gained full national membership in FFA. For FFA Today, I'm Hannah Borg. In celebration of the achievement, FFA members, supporters, and industry leaders attended an interactive discussion panel Thursday morning at the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo. It was centered around women's voices and advocacy within the industry. Artha, former Florida FFA state officer who sat on the panel, wanted to share this message with the students attending.
I think I really wanted students to know about the power that they possess inside and that it doesn't matter where you come from, what you look like, that you wield such an important role in helping the agriculture industry, and that it's because of students like them that agriculture continues to thrive and become the biggest and best industry in our organization. So I really just wanted students to know that, and that anything is possible if they put their mind to it.
Sabrina Davis, an FFA advisor, talked about her role as an advisor and mentor.
I am an advocate of leadership. I don't care who you are. This is what you're going to do in my classroom, because I know without leadership, you can't be successful in career success. You can't be successful in your personal growth. So the main things that a lot of the parents, and you have to have the parents to buy in, a lot of things that I tell the parents know. So it's pretty much we're both working hand in hand to make sure that their child is successful in the classroom and then later on in life. A lot of things I give to students the same way that my mother gave to me, life lessons.
Ruth Kimishol is Chief Sustainability Officer at Cargill, shows how her background in FFA has helped in her career.
So I would say that my background in FFA helped me to be successful in my career. It taught me confidence, it taught me leadership skills, it taught me the importance of collaboration and connection. And so that has been especially helpful. I've been in the industry for a very, very long time. And, you know, I think that the most important thing is to be present where you are and do the very best job you can there. And that opens up opportunities for new and, you know, different challenges as you move forward.
And finally, Krista Harden, Executive Vice President at Dairy Management Incorporated, who moderated the discussion, shares her final reflections.
Well, it was interesting because you had four dynamic women, very different from different backgrounds, different stages of their career, different aspects of agriculture, all coming together, really talking about their experiences, what FFA has meant to them, is meaning to them. I think it shows the diversity, not only of having women's involvement in FFA, but how diverse each woman is. And there is no just one way to do it, one single voice or opinion. And I think the women complimented each other, but they had, different experiences and different talents and different interests. And I think it just shows the strength of FFA and what we have as an organization in building great leaders, not in the past, but really for the future. You know, I can't imagine FFA without women members, and I think seeing that panel just demonstrated that so much. It was terrific.
Reporting from the 92nd National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Hannah Borg.